Elissa Walker Campbell back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And it is hard to believe the start of the college basketball season. It is rapidly approaching, and we have got so much to get into in our next segment. We're excited to preview a number of teams, but we're going to go ahead and open up our next conversation and zero in on just the disturbing allegations with the Louisville men's basketball program. It is time now to welcome back to our show the familiar voice, Lee Klein. He is our college basketball contributor. He owns and operates the five-star basketball camps. And I hope you had a great summer. How have you been, Lee?
Been great, Alyssa. Been great, though. I'll tell you, I'm a little mad and I'm a little sad as here we are on the cusp of the season, and what we're talking about is not the exciting players and teams, but what happened or what may have happened at the University of Louisville.
I was going to say, you know, what is your reaction to the racy allegations facing the Louisville basketball program and this unfortunate, this sex scandal? I mean, I'm like, can this be true? Can this be happening in 2015?
Well, there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, the first thing that I talked about, you know, I'm really sad that here we are on the cusp of the season and that college basketball and institutes of higher learning have really translated into this race to success. It's about winning and it's about money. And I think that's, that's really the macro issue when we talk about what's going on with college sports is, you have to get blue chip players if you're going to compete. How are you going to do it? And and that sort of leads to the second point is, it's terrible what happened. We're talking about criminal stuff.
Right.
Who's protecting these kids? You know, I got a 16-year-old. I got a 15-year-old. I can't even imagine, them being on a college campus recruiting visit. Somebody's got to be protecting these kids and not putting them in a place really where they're going to harm their reputation for what could be their entire life. And that's, that really makes me upset that adults didn't protect these kids, instead put them in a situation where really, their reputation is going to be stained at 17 years old for their whole life based on what happened at that dorm at the University of Louisville.
You know, you talk about the Louisville sex scandal, what's been going on. We even think about, SMU, Larry Brown, Syracuse, Jim Boeheim, the NCAA sanctions with these programs. I mean, what's the solution overall? I mean, why isn't there – how do you fix this?
Well, Power Five recently met, and, they're talking about their own rules and regulations and – here we are. We're in this, in a fragile place where, these institutes of higher learning have to decide where college athletics, is it about the business and the money aspect, or is it about the promotion, well-being of the institute, as well as, the academic piece and the students?
Right.
We're really sort of at a crossroads. I think for many years we thought they both would align and go together. And I think what we're seeing right now is this crossroad that in order to really be this ultra-competitive team that's going to compete for national titles, the teams that don't have, that aren't, if you will, the blue blood names in this sport, have to exist in the gray and do some things that may lay in the gray in order to compete.
Lee Klein is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, where weekends always start early. And as I was saying in the open, it is hard to believe the start of the college basketball season. It is rapidly approaching. So we hit on that. Let's talk about the good stuff that's going on. Let's move ahead and talk about the Big Ten Conference and basketball, because they continue to be loaded with talent. What's your perception of the conference, and do you anticipate that it'll be a contender for a national title in 2015-2016 season?
I think the Big Ten this year has the most pro prospects that it's had in several years. And I think that it's very interesting. I mean, you have Maryland emerging as a top five preseason team. Some people's number one, with just, great players returning. And then the addition to, you know, two impact transfers, including Rashid Suleiman. And then, of course, the, if you will, the big diamond in the rough, Diamond Stone, who, you know, was a McDonald's All-American and, mm-hmm. and many feel was the top post prospect in the class, this freshman class. So it's exciting there, it, you know, at Maryland. But as Maryland's gotten better, really much of the league has gotten better. Indiana returns most of its key parts. It adds Thomas Bryant, so they now have a dynamic inside presence to go with a great backcourt of Blackman and Yogi Ferrell. Then you have, you know, Michigan State fresh off the Final Four. They, you know, while they did lose a lot, they returned Denzel Valentine, who just keeps getting better and better. They've got the kid Harris. They've got an impact transfer. And then Purdue's got, if you will, you know, it's the first time we're really talking about Purdue as a top 20 team, and their front court is as good as any's in the country. They had the Twin Towers returning, which was A.J. Hammonds, and then the big kid Haas, and now they added Caleb Swanigan, who is just, you know, just another McDonald's All-American front court player. And, you know, this is a conference that only would get one to two McDonald's All-Americans, and we've already talked about several, and we just mentioned three of the teams. So Michigan's going to be better. Caris LeVert, probably the best returning player when we talk about pro potential. Mm-hmm. Of course, Caris missed much of last year with an injury. He'll be back. So a lot of excitement when we talk about the top to bottom, what this league is. And the bottom of the league gets better and better. Northwestern's improved. Penn State is difficult to play. They're doing a good job there despite not having a ton of wins to show. Pat Chambers' team is gritty and defensive minded. And Minnesota, so the bottom of the league's better. Top of the league is good. This Big Ten this season, I believe, is the number one conference in America.
This league has a lot of depth. We are visiting with our college basketball contributor. He is the owner and operates the five-star basketball camps. It's good to have back in the saddle Lee Klein joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You mentioned Minnesota, Purdue, Michigan State. But let's be honest, Lee. I mean, the Big Ten was very close to winning a title last season. But the Badgers, you know, they graduated five of their key players. So how do they replace that?
Well, I think that we're foolish if we don't think they're going to take a step back. But when you have Bo Ryan at the helm, you never step that far back. So Nigel right. Hayes is a really developed into being one of the better players in the conference. Probably going to get himself drafted after the season. I mean, Nigel Hayes is developed into an inside-out threat. You've seen some guys, somewhat emerge for them, but they're, you know, you're missing a go-to guy, somebody that carried you to in Frank Kaminsky and the guards that they had there and Decker. So it's a big transition. So it's going to take time. As the year continues, Wisconsin will get better, but it's going to take some time. This was not a deep team as far as how they played. It'll be good, you know, for them to have a healthy Trayvon Jackson to team with Nigel Hayes. So this will be a good team. It just won't be the great team it was the last 2 years in the conference.
What is your view of the Big 12 conference?
Well, I think the big thing that we're waiting to see is, you know, when we talk Big 12, we're talking Kansas. I mean, they've been so synonymous with the top of the conference. Can anyone oversee Kansas? And I think two things that, and I know we don't have a lot of time. One, the eligibility of Cheek Diallo, who is an impact player, was the Jordan Brand Classic MVP, was Donald's MVP. Will he be able to suit up for Kansas? First and foremost, that's a huge question mark. And the two teams in the best position, you got an Oklahoma team filled with gunslingers, Buddy Hield, probably player of the year candidate in the conference.
Well, we are so excited. The start of the college basketball season, it is just around the corner. And next time you're on the show, we definitely want to get into perhaps who will be this year's Cinderella story. So I want to get your thoughts on that. Always such a pleasure to have Lee Klein back with us, college basketball contributor and also the owner and operates the 5-Star Basketball Camps. Thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Of course. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, where we can start early and join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. We will be right back.